There. Nice and tight. Are you feeling secure, Miss Deborah Lavish? All tied up in your vanity chair? And after such a rude awakening in the middle of the night. But you're awake now, aren't you? Why don't you show me around your bedroom? No, don't get up. I'm only teasing, because of course you can't. My, my. Look at all of your lovely perfumes and makeup and shit you used to make that tired face so pretty. Now look at yourself in that vanity mirror. Look at yourself. Where's all your makeup now? Where's that pretty face gone? Did I just knock it all over the floor? Whatever will you do? Now, look at my face. That's right. Look at me. See? No makeup. This is what natural beauty looks like, darling. This is the face of an angel. An avenging angel. I tell you my beauty secret, but frankly, the thought of competing with you disgusts me. Obviously, I'm out of your league. Which brings me to the reason for this little visitation. You have something that I want. It's this. Your engagement ring. Very nice. By the way, unfortunately, you're not worthy of it. I, on the other hand, was born worthy. This ring represents the very reason for my existence. So I'm setting what was formerly your ring right here. If you survive tonight, you are to send this ring back to your fiancé tomorrow and break off your engagement. You are never to mention me or what has transpired tonight. Tell him that you simply had a change of heart. But don't worry about lover boy. He will be well taken care of. Look at my body. Incredible, isn't it? As I said, I am obviously out of your league. Your former fiancé will soon be in the hands of a goddess. An angry, jealous goddess who destroys old girlfriends who don't do what they're told. Allow me to demonstrate on your quaint brass four-poster bed. This is what I'll do to you if you don't follow my instructions to the letter. Impressive, right? I admit that I continue to amaze even myself. But I can tell that you want to see more. You didn't like it when I tore your pretty dress into strips so I could tie and gag you. But you look so comfortable now. Why don't you watch as I rip every single one of your stupid pretty dresses to shreds? Oh, was that a favorite? A sentimental keepsake, perhaps. A family heirloom. A memento of some wonderful night with beautiful memories attached to it. Or is that semen? I'm guessing yes, since fashionably, it's an utter train wreck. Most of these are gaudy as hell, if you don't mind me saying so. I mean, Debbie, seriously. I can level with you, because we're so damn close. You need help, girl. But don't worry. I hear tattered rags are all the rage these days. Hey, let's do this one next. Ow! Damn it. That hurt. I cut my hand on your stupid dress! This one's a tough piece of shit. Some sturdy double stitching, huh? Damn it, Deb. You like to keep it hot in here, don't you? It's like a sauna. Whew. Perhaps we should just cut to the chase, so I can get on with my life. Now, I've been trying to figure out exactly what I'm going to do with you to ensure that I will be the happiest goddess that I can be. And I think a world without Deborah Lavish, I think maybe. What are you looking at? What is it? Oh, no. No, 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 no. This can't happen now. I won't let it happen now. I'm so close. Just a few more minutes. Don't you look at me! The vial? Where's the vial? Where is it? I had it. I had it when I came in this room. I must have dropped it somewhere in here. I've got to... Oh, no. Not yet. Not the eyes already. No. No. I can't see. I can't see. I've got to go. I've got to get out of here. Lola was going to kill her. I was going to kill her. I only took a little, but it was enough. It was enough for her to do this. I can't control Lola at all. If she had been any stronger, she would have killed Lavish. Now, I've got to destroy the serum. I've got to get back to the lab and destroy all of the serum tonight. I can never let this happen again. My soul may already be damned, but I cannot ever allow this to happen again. Someone, please. Someone help me. Can anyone help me? Please, I need to get home. I don't know why I'm bothering to record this. To save my sanity and protect myself and others, I should destroy all of my notes, including this recording. But if this survives, then let me leave it as a warning. My experiment was neither a success nor a failure, but it had a terrifying result. One I may end up paying for the rest of my life. Unfortunately, many of these chemicals are too volatile to dump. Disposal will mean sending some of them to another chemist, but I can pack up my lab equipment. Remove the temptation for any further experimentation. I need to act quickly before the withdrawal symptoms become too powerful and cloud my judgment. I'll likely have to surrender myself to a sanitarium. Somewhere safe. Ironically, burying myself away from society yet again. I might as well accept that as my lot in life. That was my problem all along, wasn't it? Must have been my pride. And longing for him. Funny to think of him now. After all this. Something's burning. Somewhere. It's strange that I can smell it over all these chemicals. The building's on fire! It's coming from outside. Smoke is seeping in from all the outer walls. The building must be engulfed. I've gotta get out. Encircled just my building. Someone did this. And now I've lost everything. It's all gone. My punishment. What I deserve. But at least I am me. I'm happy with that.